Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TutVid.com. We're going to take a look at using Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3.0 to create this little Flash calculator. It's a nice little simple Flash calculator. I'm going to come up here to Control and just hit Test a Movie real quick. And let's take a look at what it does. Let's punch 5 and 5 into our two text fields and then choose Addition. So you see a little plus appears there. So we're going to basically 5 plus 5. What does it equal? It equals 10. Well, say we want to subtract 5 plus 5, or subtract 5 from 5, excuse me. 5 minus 5 is 0. 5 times 5, 25. 5 divided by 5 is 1. I close that. That's the calculator we're going to be using. Let's come up here, File, New, and we're going to be starting with a blank Flash document. So if you'd like to follow along, you're more than welcome to follow along. Everything you're going to need is in a blank Flash document, which basically means you need nothing but Flash. So Flash file, the ActionScript 3.0 Flash file, we're going to be using ActionScript 3.0, not ActionScript 2.0. Hit OK, and here's our new Flash document. Before we get started, I am going to save this onto my hard drive, so I'm going to hit Save As and just choose Calc Rect. Obviously, you would have to punch in a file name. But there we go, I've saved this as a file called calcrect.fla. All right, the first thing we need to do is create 6 new layers. So let's hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm just selecting New Layer button right there. And what we have are 7 layers total because Flash starts us out with one layer. I'm going to start from the top. I'm going to name my top layer Actions. I'm going to name my second top layer Dynamic Text. We just have a little bit of file setup to do here before we actually start the programming. We need to set up our input fields and our layers here. This layer is going to be called input right, and the layer below it is going to be called input left, and the layer underneath that is going to be called results. The layer underneath that is going to be called buttons, and the layer underneath that is going to be just called text, just plain old text. Save my document again. The hotkey, by the way, for saving your document, if you come File, Save, is Control S, or if you're on the Mac, that would be Command S. So from now on, I will be using that hotkey to quickly save the document. I'm going to go to the text layer, however, and I'm going to select the text tool. Double-click on my properties panel to open that, or yours may already be open. I'm going to choose static text for my text drop-down menu. I'm just going to click out somewhere in the top portion of my Flash document, and I'm going to type the word Flash, and then the word calculator. I'm going to deselect the text by selecting my selection tool. Now I'm going to make a few edits to this text. I'm going to increase the size from 20 to, let's try 30. And I'm going to make it bold. I'm also going to make it a nice medium gray here. And a little lighter than that. There we go. I'm also going to go Window Align to open up my Align palette. Make sure that two stage is selected. You can see like that, it is highlighted, it's selected there, it is not selected. All right, so two stage has to be selected. Your two stage button should look like that. And we're going to align this to the horizontal center of the stage. I'm going to collapse my align palette back into my dock. And there we go, we're done with the text layer. So I'm going to lock the text layer to avoid adding anything else to that layer and possibly deleting or editing the text on that layer. We don't want to mess with that. I'm going to come up here to the buttons layer now. And I'm going to grab my rectangle primitive tool. So you click and hold, you probably have the rectangle tool. I'm going to click and hold and select rectangle primitive. And I'm just going to draw a rectangle out onto my stage. I'm going to grab the selection tool, select that rectangle. And first thing I want to do is make sure the corners are set to 10. The default would probably just be 0. That is probably what you are seeing. I want to set this to 10. And then just hit tab. And if they're all locked, all four corners will be set to a 10 pixel radius for that rounded corner. We want to edit the width and height of this. We're going to set the width to 50 and the height to 35. Got a nice little button there. We want the stroke to be this medium gray here and 2 pixels. Don't worry about the fill. It's the same exact color right now, but we're going to change that using the color panel. So go Window, Color. In pops the color panel. We want to select swatches and select the linear black to white gradient. Notice our fill has changed. I'm going to collapse that dock. And I'm going to select the gradient transform tool, which is sitting underneath the free transform tool. So click and hold and select Gradient Transform. We get these funky little Gradient Transform selection. Go to the top right-hand corner of that, and you'll see the spinning arrows. Click and hold that and just drag clockwise, and that will move the white up to the top. Then select the little center handle on the bottom bar and click and pull that away. So we're spreading the gradient out significantly. See the rest of the... So the gradient now spans from this bar to this bar. Down here it's complete black, up there it's complete white. We want to grab the center bar and just click and drag down till the top bar is almost at the top of our button. So we've got a very light gray going to a slightly darker gray at the bottom of the button. I'm going to hit V, which is the hotkey for my selection tool. And I'm going to select the entire button. Just click and drag a selection around it. Go Modify, Convert to Symbol. This is going to be a movie clip symbol, and we're going to name this symbol button base underscore MC for movie clip. So it's the button base, and it's a movie clip symbol. Hit OK. Now grab the text tool again, static text, and we're going to place a plus symbol on there. So plus symbol, and we're going to make this the darkest gray. Well, you got to highlight the plus and make it the darkest gray. And we will not make this bold. And we're going to size this down to, let's try 20. That's pretty good. It's actually kind of small. Let's push it back up to 30. That's much better. Just kind of nudge it so it's right there in the center of your button. Also, set it to center align. Okay, select both the text and that button, that movie clip that we created, all right, this button-based MC. Select both of them and go Modify, Convert to Symbol. We're going to convert this to a button symbol, and we're going to name this plus underscore BTN, just the plus button. Hit OK. Now I'm going to double-click into this plus button, and I'm going to hold down my Alt key, and I'm going to click and drag the up state over to the hit state. Now I'm just going to select this back arrow key here to back me out of this symbol. You can see right now I'm inside of plus button. I want to go back to scene one. Just select that little arrow. There we go, we're back out in scene one, and here is our button symbol, plus button. What I need to do, however, is create four more buttons. So we need to have five buttons total, one for plus, one for minus, one for multiplication, and one for division, and then in equals. So I'm gonna hold down my Alt key. If you're on a Mac, that would be Option. Click and drag one, holding down Alt still, click and drag another, and click and drag another, five buttons total. What we need to do, though, to be able to edit each of these buttons individual of one another, is, well, I'm just going to double click into this one, like I just did, and then I'm going to edit this text. Let's say I wanted to make this the minus button. Notice when I do that, all of the buttons become subtraction buttons. I don't want that. I want, you know, to have an addition button, a subtraction button, etc., etc., etc. So what I need to do is select the plus button. See, it's an instance of plus button. Go Modify, Symbol, Duplicate Symbol, and let's rename this one sub underscore BTN. I can now double click into this, double click the plus, make it a minus, and nothing else is affected. Perfect. Let's quickly do that to the rest of these. Modify, symbol, duplicate that symbol. We're going to call this one mult underscore button. Double click inside of here, type in X. Double click anywhere on the stage to get out. So I'm going to double click back into there. I'm going to move that X up just a wee bit. Kind of keep it centered with everything else. Select this button, go Modify, Symbol, Duplicate Symbol, and I'm going to call this div underscore BTN. Double-click into here, double-click the plus, put a forward slash there for division. Double-click anywhere on the stage to back out of that symbol. Oops, we got to make sure we duplicate that symbol. Go Symbol, Duplicate Symbol, and we're going to call this equals underscore BTN. Double-click into here, double-click the plus, and make that an equals. Double-click anywhere to get out of that. Alrighty, we're going to select all five of these, and I'm going to quickly grab the Align palette again, and we're just going to select this little button here under Space. We're just going to distribute the space evenly horizontally. We're not going to do this to the stage, however. There we go. All of our buttons are now evenly spaced amongst themselves. I do want to just nudge this down. I'm holding down Shift and just hitting my down arrow key a couple times. So now we got some space between the Word Flash Calculator and our buttons. I'm going to lock up our buttons there so we don't accidentally edit that. All right, we're going to come up here to input left. So we're going to work on the left input text field. I'm going to select my text field type, and I'm going to choose input text. And I'm just going to click anywhere out on the stage. I'm going to reduce the font size from 30 to 20, and I'm going to make it bold and black. No, I'm not going to make it bold. I'm just going to make it black and size 20. I'm going to make this a single line text field. By default, it's multi-line. We want single line. We also want to align this to the right. I'm going to click out, and I'm just going to drag this over to about right there. It's fine. I'm going to make sure this input text field is selected. I'm going to go edit, copy. Go up to input right, the input right layer, and I'm going to select edit, paste in place. So we just copied the input text field from input left, the layer, and pasted it on the input right layer. Now I'm just going to hold down my shift key and use my arrow keys to nudge it over a bit. Just about like that is fine. Now select the text field, and we need to make a couple changes. Well, not a couple, just one change. We want to align this to the left. So the text field over here is aligned to the right. We want this to be aligned to the left. That way our numbers appear to be closer together. Last thing we need to do with these input fields is give them each an instance name. I'm going to name the left input field num. That's the letters N, U, and M. And then the letter 1. So num1, this is the first number that's going to go into our equation. And, whoops, keep input text. Name this num2. So we've got number 1 and number 2. Those instance names are going to be used by ActionScript to communicate and retrieve whatever number is typed into this text field. You're going to see how all that works in just a little bit. I just saved my file there. That's Control or Command S. Okay, let's come up here to Dynamic Text, the layer, and I need to create a small dynamic text field. So I just grab the text tool and come down here and select Dynamic Text. I am going to make this bold and just the medium gray. I'm going to put a little dynamic text field right here. I'm going to make it very small, about that big. And whoops, doesn't need to be that tall. Right about like that. I'm going to align it to the center, and I'm going to make it non-selectable. So here, there's that little button. It's like an A and a B, and the B is selected. Make sure that is not selected. So we don't want this to be selectable, and it's just a single line text field. I'm going to click my direct selection tool and select that dynamic text field by just drawing a selection out around it. Use my arrow keys now to nudge it to about right in between those two input text fields nicely, just like that. We want to give this dynamic text field an instance name of sim. That's S-Y-M as in symbol, as in addition symbol, the plus symbol, the minus symbol. Underscore TXT for text. So it's going to be the symbol. Text is going to be showing up in there. When we click any one of these symbol buttons, that is, it'll appear inside of that little dynamic text field. And then come down here to the results layer and grab your text tool again, and with dynamic text selected, draw out a text field, something like that. And we're going to leave all the settings the same, single line, except we're going to make this selectable. And the size will be 20. The color will be that same medium gray. It's going to be bold and aligned to the center. Now, the reason we're making this selectable is because if you do a division problem or you do any kind of problem and it gets complicated and it's either very long or it has a decimal point and it's very long, it can be kind of tricky to remember all those numbers. So it's nice to be able to make it selectable so you can just copy your answer and paste it wherever you need the answer. Okay, we're going to select this text field here and give it an instance name. We're going to name this results underscore TXT. And then use the direct selection tool and click away from it. So now we have our dynamic text field here, our two input text fields, and another dynamic text field here. All right, all these have our instance names, and our file is set up, and we are ready to start programming. So before we start programming, let's just quickly save our document, and let's go up here to the Actions layer and select that keyframe. Come up here to Window, Actions. Here's the Actions panel. First thing we need to do is, in ActionScript CS3, we cannot apply actions directly to a button, so we have to attach to those buttons what are called event listeners. So let's do that. If you recall, well, let me move this over. Unlock the Buttons layer. We didn't give our button instance names. We need to give our buttons instance names. Let's call this button plus underscore btn. I always like to affix the suffix of underscore either btn or mc, depending on whether or not I'm using a button or a movie clip, to the end of my instance names, and you'll see why in just a minute. So that was plus underscore btn. This one will be sub underscore btn. This one will be molt underscore btn. This one will be div underscore btn. And the equals button will simply be equals underscore btn. Okay, we're going to be attaching event listeners to all four of these buttons, not the equals button. So go back to the actions layer and open up the actions panel again. On line one, type the word plus underscore btn. That's the instance name of that button. Now, because I added this underscore btn to the end, Flash knows that we're dealing with a button symbol, or if it's underscore MC, it knows we're dealing with a movie clip symbol. So when I hit period here, it's going to give me this little tooltip menu, giving me a bunch of options. And in this case, I can see here what I want. I want to select the add event listener one. I'm going to double click that, and you can see it gives me add event listener and an open parenthesis. Now I'm listening for a mouse event. Notice I type mouse with a capital M and event with a capital M. Then I'm going to say dot, and again I get a little tooltip, and I want to listen for a mouse click. So I'm going to double click the word click. Now I'm going to type a comma, and next we need to tell Flash what to do, okay? When this button feels a click or hears a click, when somebody clicks on this button, we want it to execute a function, and that function is going to be plus click. And the plus click function, we're going to define that in just a minute. However, notice that I named this plus click, but the click has a capital C. These function names are case sensitive, so when we go and make that function, we're going to have to keep that in mind. Close parenthesis, semicolon. All right, I'm going to copy this entire line because we need to basically make four of these. Copy, go to the end of this line, hit enter, return once. I'm going to paste it, and then I'm going to come over here and switch plus to sub. So now we're adding an event listener to sub BTN. And the function we want to execute is going to be called subClick. All right, let's hit enter and paste that event listener again. This is the molt underscore btn, and we want this to execute the moltClick function. We have not set up any of these functions yet, so don't worry about that. I'm going to paste this, and here we need to just say div btn, and we want this to execute the function of divClick. Okay, if I were to publish this movie right now, I'd get four errors. One for each line of code here, telling me that this plus click, this sub click, molt click, and div click are undefined, and right now they are because we haven't set up div click function or sub click function or any of these functions. However, if I check my code syntax, it's going to tell me there are no errors. It's because these are not syntax errors, these are runtime errors. Flash checks that when we actually publish the movie. So let's just do that real quick. I'm just going to hit Control Enter. If you're on the Mac, that'd be Command Return. And you can see up here in my compiler, it's reporting four errors. So now before we can actually begin our coding or our programming, we need to give each of these buttons an instance name. So just select the plus button, and let's just name it plus underscore btn. Select the subtraction button, just name it sub underscore btn. Molt btn for the multiplication button, select the division button, name that div underscore btn. And select the equal button, and we're going to name that equals underscore btn. Now, I'm giving each of these instance names the suffix of underscore btn. I do that usually with my buttons and my movie clip symbols, because in ActionScript, when we write that out, it lets Flash know that we're dealing with a button symbol and not just like a variable name or a function name or anything like that. It is, in fact, an instance name of a symbol on the stage. So Flash then can give us a little tooltip as far as what we want to do next. And I'll show you exactly what I mean in about 5 seconds. So select the actions layer and hit F9, which is the hotkey for the actions palette or panel. I'm going to type plus underscore btn, which is the plus button's instance name. Now when I hit period, notice I get this little tooltip because Flash knows I'm dealing with a button symbol. So it's giving me a bunch of bits of code I can use, and the bit of code I want to use here is the add event listener, because we need to add event listener to our button to listen for a mouse click. We're listening for a mouse event, and the type of mouse event is a click, and this is click in all caps. Notice mouse event, the M and the E are capitalized. And we're going to type a comma after click, and now we need to let Flash know, okay, when I hear a click, when plus button hears a click, what do you want to do, or what function do you want to execute? So the function's name is plus click, and that's plus click with a capital C. Close parenthesis and a semicolon. Now we have not defined plus click as a function yet, but we will do that in just a minute. I'm going to copy this entire line of code, and I'm going to hit enter once, and I'm going to paste it on the next line. And we're just going to switch the word plus to the word sub. So now we're adding an event listener to the sub button, and we want to execute the sub click function, which we'll also define in just a minute. Paste again on line 3, and this is the mult button, and we want to execute the mult click function. Go to the end of that line, hit enter, return, and paste again for the fourth line of code, and this is div underscore btn, and we want this to execute the div click function. Okay. Hit enter, return a couple times. We need to define these functions before publishing the movie, otherwise nothing will really work, because Flash will, well, we can check the syntax of our script, and it says there are no errors. However, if I were to publish this movie right now and test the movie, I would get 4 errors in my compiler. I would have 4 compiler errors, and they would be something to the extent of, there's a problem with this bit of code on each of these lines, because that's an undefined function. It's just an undefined thing, basically. So we got a problem with that, so we're not going to let anything in your Flash movie work. So we need to make them work, so the rest of our Flash movie works. So let's type the word function. And when creating these functions, we need to type the word function first, obviously, then the name of the function. So we're going to say plus click. That's with a capital C. Then an open and close parenthesis. Now inside of these parentheses, we need to specify that this is an event. I should type the word event, then a colon, and then mouse event. Okay? Notice mouse and event again with a capital M and E. And then a colon, and we are returning a data type of void. We're not returning any data. So we're just going to type semicolon void. Then an open curly bracket, hit enter or return twice, and then a closed curly bracket, hit up arrow key. And inside of this function, I just want to create a quick trace statement. We're just going to say trace 1. Okay? So the output panel will just, the number 1 will pop up when the plus button is clicked. I'm going to copy this entire function, enter return twice, I'm going to paste it down here, I'm going to switch this to the subclick function, and I want this to trace the number 2 when the subclick, or when the subtraction button's clicked. Hit enter return twice again, paste that function again, and this is the multclick function. When the multiplication button's clicked, I want it to trace the number 3. Enter return twice again, paste that function one more time, and we're going to switch this to divclick. And when the division button is clicked, I want you to trace the number 4. So there we go. We have one function for the plus click, one function for the subtraction click, one function for the multiplication button, and one function for the division button. Let's just check the syntax. No problem. I'm going to hit F9 to hide the actions palette. I'm going to save my document. I'm going to Command or Control Enter to test the document. All right, cool. Everything looks good. I'm going to select the addition button. And you can see the output panel shows me the number 1. When I select the minus button, I get the number 2. Select the multiplication button, 3, and the division button, I get number 4. And there's 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 4, 4, 4. Okay? So it's just tracing those numbers. So those buttons do, in fact, work. That's great. Let's go back to the actions panel. And we need to set up, we need to do something useful with these buttons, not just trace numbers that nobody else can see. In between the event listeners and the functions, hit enter or return twice, and then go to line 6. So now you should have one line of padding between number 6 and the functions. And here on line 6, we need to start specifying some variables that are going to tell our calculator which one of our operator buttons is selected, whether or not it's performing an addition problem or a multiplication problem or whatever kind of problem. So we need to create a new variable. We're going to say var, and we're going to call this plus, let's call it sim, and then a colon, and this is Boolean data, so it's a capital B. Boolean. And Boolean data, it sounds pretty alien and pretty strange, but it just means that the data is either true or false. There's only two sides to it. It can't be, you know, Jack or Jane or Bobby. It can't have all these different meanings or values. It can just be true or false. Basically, you can think of it as the yes or no data type. And I'm going to hit space equals space false. So this variable is going to be created, it's going to be brought into existence here inside of our Flash document with the value of false. By default, it's going to equal false. Then we're going to say var sub sim, and that's sim as in symbol, S-Y-M. That's with a capital S, by the way. This is also Boolean, and it also will be brought into existence with the value of false. Now we need to say mult sim, again, Boolean data, and it too equals false. And one more variable, this is div, whoops, not debiv, div, sim, colon, Boolean, and that equals false. That's false, not fastly. False, and then a semicolon to end that. So here we go, we just set up four variables, all of which are creating these Boolean data type variables of plus sim, sub sim, mult sim, and div sim. We're going to use these down here in our functions. Now, our functions need to, for instance, I want the plus, when the plus button is clicked, I want it to make plus sim equal true. So I'm going to type plus sim equals true. However, I also want it to ensure that sub sim, mult sim, and div sim all equal false. Now, we're going to add these couple lines of code here, ensuring that these are all false, because if somebody clicks like subtraction first, then subclick is going to be equaling true. So we need to also make sure that subsim equals false, and also that multsim space equals space false semicolon, and that divsim space equals space false and a semicolon. So we need to make sure plus sim equals true and divsim equals false. And we're going to get rid of this trace statement. We're going to add another line of code in just a second to make sure that our button is working correctly. But for now, I'm going to copy this bit of code, and I'm going to come down here to my subclick. I'm going to highlight trace 2. I'm going to paste this in place. I'm going to select plus sim, and I'm going to change the true to false, and I'm going to make my sub sim equal true. All right, I'm going to come down here into the multiplication button. I'm going to paste over that trace. I'm going to make the plus sim equal false, and the mult sim equal true. And down here under the division click, I'm going to paste this again, make the plus symbol equal false once again, and then the div sim variable equal true. So what's going on here is when the function plus click gets executed, it's going to perform this code here inside of this curly bracket and this curly bracket here. And what it's basically going to do is take my plus sim variable, and instead of it equaling false, now all of a sudden it's going to equal true. And we're going to use this value when we set up our actual calculations. And then we have subsim equaling false and multsim. And the same thing happening for the subtraction button. When the subtraction button function is executed, it's just making sure all the rest of these variables equal false except subsim, which it's making sure equals true. Okay, so one last thing we need to do to these functions to give us some visual is select enter return after the div sim bit of code. And I just want to collapse the actions palette for a second, and I want to select this dynamic text field, the little one, which is called sim.txt, underscore txt, sim underscore txt. Just want to keep that in mind here, and I'm going to type sim underscore txt dot text space equals space, open quote, and then I'm going to type plus, closed quote, semicolon. Now I'm going to come down here to the subtraction function, hit enter return after div sim. I'm going to type sim underscore txt dot text space equals space, open quote, a minus, closed quote, semicolon. Now I'm coming down to the mult click, the mult click function right here after the div sim variable. I'm going to type sim underscore txt. That is that instance name for that dynamic text field, by the way, if you're wondering where I'm getting that value from. Dot text space equals space, open quote, x, close quote, semicolon. And what this is going to do, I probably should have explained this when I started, but it's going to, with text, fill into the sim text field. Okay, that's that instance name of the dynamic text field. It's going to use text to write in the string x. So it's just going to pop the letter x into there. And the same thing for when the subtract button is clicked, it's going to fill the minus letter or the minus symbol in there. Same thing for plus. Just going to fill that into that text field. So here I'm just rolling down to the div click function, And I'm going to type sim_txt.text. So inside of that sim text dynamic text field with text, I want it to say quote slash closed quote semicolon. Okay, let's just check our syntax. No errors. That's great. I'm going to collapse my actions panel. I'm going to save my document, and I'm going to go control test movie. Okay, everything looks good. When I press this plus button, you can see a plus appears right in the middle of the area there. That's that dynamic text field. When I select the minus button, the minus appears, an X appears, and a forward slash appears. Great, that's awesome, because that means that the code to these buttons is working beautifully. Open that actions palette back up. Now, before we get much further, well, let me just publish the movie once more, control test movie. Notice we can't see our input text fields. Like, I know they're there, so I could come out here and start typing into them, but whoever's using this does not know they're there. Whoever stumbles upon this on the web does not know they're there. So there's a couple things we need to do for our input text fields. Let's come up here and on line 10, this is between the variables and our first function, hit enter return a couple times. And if you recall, we named those input text fields num1 and num2. So I'm going to type num1.border space equals space true. Then a semicolon. And I'm going to type num2.border space equals space true. Semicolon. What we just did was placed a border around each of those input text fields. I'm going to save this. Command enter or command return or control enter to test the movie. And you can see we now have our input text fields. And they're a little bit too big, so let's size them down a little bit. See here, we just go to height, and I'm going to reduce the height to about 30. Select the other one and reduce the height to 30. Just manually punching that in down here in the properties panel. All right, I'm going to save this. Control enter or command return, and you can see it's gotten a bit smaller, and those are definitely our input fields. I'm going to close that now. There's one other thing we want to do. Well, let me go back and test the movie again. We can also type letters into here. That's a problem because you can't add R to F or G to B or anything like that. So we need to restrict what gets placed in these text fields. So I'm going to type num1.restrict space equals space open quote 0 through 9 closed quote semicolon. And then num2.restrict space equals space, open quote, 0 through 9, closed quote, semicolon. Check the syntax, no problems. And let's just save our flash file and command return or control enter to test it. And now when I try to type letters in, I can't type anything. But when I go to put numbers in, I can put any number I want. So there we go. Numbers are the only things that can be typed into our input text fields now. That's perfect. So the next part here is the tricky part. Okay, all this stuff was easy, comparatively speaking. The next part is the tricky part. I'm going to come down here to the very bottom of my code. I'm going to hit enter return a couple times. And I'm going to hit two forward slashes and then a bunch of dashes. And I'm just going to type numbers. It can be anything. I don't know why I type numbers, just because I was drawing a complete blank anywhere else. Okay, so numbers. Well, I'm just partitioning this off to help you kind of visualize this away from all of this other code that we've already typed in. First thing we need to do actually is go back to the code that we've typed in and add another event listener. We're going to add event listener to that equals underscore btn. I believe it was called equals. Just check that real quick. Select it. It is called equals btn. Matter of fact, while we're out here, let's just click and drag it and move it up here. And just nudge it so it's sitting right there where it should be. And come back into our actions keyframe there. Select that actions keyframe. And it's equals btn dot add event listener. Again, we're listening for another mouse event. And it is another mouse click. And when we hear the click, we want it to execute the EQU click function. Now, this EQU click function is what we are about to specify down here. And it's going to get a little complicated. So we're going to type function EQU click, open and close parenthesis, type the word event, colon, mouse, event, and it is not returning data, so we're going to select void, enter return twice, close curly bracket, up arrow key. Now, before we go any further, we need to create two variables to store that data coming out of our text field. So I just hit enter return three times there, and I'm going to type the word var. We're going to call this input 1, and the data type here is a string, and it is undefined. Basically, what's going to define it is whatever the user types into that input text field. So we're not defining anything for it, we're just creating a variable and telling Flash that it is a string. The data type is a string. And a string is just a series of characters. It can be letters, numbers, anything like that. All right, so create another variable called input2, colon, this is also a string, and it is also undefined. How are we going to define these variables? We're going to do that right here within the function. First thing we're going to type is input1, space equals space, num1.text, semicolon. This little line of code is basically saying this variable equals whatever text gets typed into, whatever text gets typed into that input field num1. All right, so let's just do the same here. Input2, space equals space, num2.text, semicolon. So there you go. These two variables are now defined by whatever text gets typed into these two input text fields. I'm going to save the document. Now we need to type an if statement to utilize this string of numbers that we're getting out of these two input text fields. So hit enter or return. We're still inside of this EQU click function. I'm going to type the word if and an open parenthesis. And here is where we're going to use one of these variables here, these Boolean variables. Remember that when the plus button gets clicked, the plus sim equals true. So the first thing we need to set up is the plus equation. So here we're going to say if plus sim equals two equal signs, true, close parenthesis, open curly bracket, hit enter return twice, and close curly bracket. And now inside of this if statement here, we're going to basically say, I want you to add input 1 to input 2. The problem we're going to run into is input 1, as it stands, is just a string. Remember when we created the variable, we just gave it a string because that's what it is. You take a string of text, a strand of text you can think of it as, a bunch of characters all mashed together. That is what gets typed into input fields, input text fields. So we couldn't specify this as anything else because that's exactly what it is. It's text that we're retrieving from this text field. However, the problem is Flash adds numbers. It doesn't add letters. It can't add, you know, like Q to L and K to R and stuff like that. It's just, you couldn't even do that. I can't do it. So Flash can't do it. So we need to convert this text from the string data type to the number data type. And this is where it gets tricky. This is something that can be a pain in the neck, but here's how you do it. But actually, before we start doing it, if I weren't to convert these to a number data type, if I were just to keep them as strings, you might think, well, it should be fine as a string because remember, we restricted what could get typed in to our text fields to just numbers. Well, basically what would happen is Flash would take, let's say 5 plus 5, it would equal 55. 14 plus 5 would equal 145, which obviously is not correct. So we need to convert this from string data type to number data type. Select here inside of this if statement. And actually, before we type anything into here, we need to create another variable. So let's come up here underneath this string variable, hit enter return a couple times, and type var plus res. That's plus res with a capital R. And basically, this is plus result. This is going to be the number that results from adding these two strings, which we're going to convert to numbers, together. So this is plus res. The data type is number. That's number with a capital N. Make sure you add that semicolon to the end of the line of code there. Come back here inside of the if statement. Now here we're going to say if plus sim equals true, we want plus res to equal, so we're going to say space equals space, and now here we're going to type the word parse, int, and then in parentheses we are going to type input 1. and then close parenthesis, and then we're going to put a plus symbol, and then we're going to type parse, int with a capital I again, open parenthesis, input 2, close parenthesis, and then a semicolon. So this line of code here is basically saying this number variable equals this, and this bit of code called parse int is parsing the integers that are typed into this text field, and integers are numbers. So all that we can type into here are numbers. So it's taking that string data type and converting it to a number data type, and we're storing it in a number data type variable. So we're adding the numbers in input 1, 2, using plus, to the numbers in input 2. Okay, so great. Flash is now taking our string and converting it to numbers and processing that. So it's making the addition. Now here's the problem. Flash only displays string data type in dynamic text fields. So we now need to take this variable and convert it from the number data type to the string data type. So it's almost like we're undoing what we just did, but really we're not, because we couldn't add these numbers together without setting up this parse int code. All right, so at the end of this plus res equals parse int, et cetera, line of code, hit enter, return once. To get that number variable converted from a number data type to a string data type is super simple. Just type plus res dot to string, open and close parenthesis, semicolon. So there we go. We have just converted it to a string. Now we want to display the answer in the results underscore TXT dynamic text field. If you don't remember, we named this dynamic text field results underscore TXT. Open up that actions field. Go back to that actions keyframe. Results underscore TXT dot text, the text that we want results underscore TXT to display, space equals space, string, open parenthesis, and then that variable, plus res, close parenthesis, and then a semicolon. So there we go. This is just to perform an addition problem. All right, let me just hit F9 to close the actions palette. Get a good look at that there. And I'm going to hit F9, close that actions panel. I'm going to save the document, and I'm going to come up here to Control Test Movie. All right, good. We got no compiler errors. That's always a good sign. And let's try 5. 5. We're going to add them together. Hit the equal sign. Great. It equals 10. Now if we hit the subtraction key, we get nothing because we haven't set that up yet. Let's set it up real quick. It's really easy to do. Now we have the basic code figured out. At the end of this if statement, after you've got this curly bracket here and this curly bracket, and everything inside of these two curly brackets is, you know, if plus sim equals true, do this. And it's doing everything inside of those brackets. All right. At the end of that bracket, hit space, else if. So if plus sim is not true, but if, you can think of this as the but if or the else if, which is what it's called. Else if, open parenthesis, sub sim equals true. Close parenthesis, open curly bracket, hit enter, return twice, close curly bracket, and the up arrow key. Now all we have to do is copy all of this from here, copy this, and paste it inside of our else if statement. And we need to create a new variable. We need this variable to be called subres. So let's come up here, type variable, or var, subres, again with a capital R, and this is a number data type. Add a semicolon to the end of that. Come back down to our else if statement right here, and switch this to subres, and switch this to subres, and also switch the string here to subres. And we want this to parse those integers, but instead of adding them, we want to subtract them. So just hit minus. Okay? Our subtraction should now work. Let's do the multiplication and division, and then we'll test the whole thing. Again, type else if mult sim space equals space true, close parenthesis, open curly bracket, enter, return twice, closed curly bracket, up arrow key, and we can paste that code in there again. And that reminds me, we have to create another variable. Hit enter, return twice. Let's just create both variables real quick. Say mult res. That's a colon, number, semicolon, and var div res, as in div result, colon, number with a capital N, semicolon. All right, so we've got our four variables set up, and we're good to go. Let's come down here, back to our last else if statement. This is the multiplication else if statement. We've got our subtraction up there. So let's change this variable name from plus result to mult result, and change this to mult result. And the string also has to be mult result. Now, to combine these numbers, we don't need to add them, we don't need to subtract them, we need to multiply them. However, multiplication, you can't just place an X in there and expect it to work. On the computer, the multiplication, on any computer this is, the multiplication symbol is the asterisk. So that would be shift and the 8 key, or you've got a little asterisk above your numbers over there on your keypad. So I'm just going to hit shift 8. It places an asterisk. That means we're multiplying input 1 by input 2 when multsim equals true. All right, let's set up our last one. And this is another else if, open parenthesis, whoops. Open parenthesis, don't place an asterisk there. If div sim, I forgot the variable name for a second, space equals equals space true, close parenthesis, open curly bracket, enter a return twice, close curly bracket, up arrow key. Div, well, let's copy it. Let's not retype all of that code. Copy that and paste it down here. Just type div res. Div res, and again over here in the string, div res. And then we need to make this divide the integers that it parses in input 1 by the integers parsed in input 2. So that's simply a forward slash, just like that. All right, and then to top it all off, we're just going to type else. Okay, so if none of these if statements are correct, we want you to, we're going to say else, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket. And here we're just going to say results. Dot txt, whoop, make sure you put a period, not a comma, results underscore txt. It's the instance name of that dynamic text field. Dot text, space equals space, open parenthesis, please choose an operator. That doesn't have to have a capital L. Please choose an operator, period, and then a closed quote, and semicolon. Let's just check our syntax. No errors. Beautiful. Close the actions panel. Save our document, and let's test this thing. All right. You can see we got a little couple alignment issues here. We got to move these buttons around. We'll take care of that in just a second. Let's say 5 and 5. Let's multiply them. 25. Perfect. Subtract them. 0. Let's divide them. Wonderful. 1. All right. Now I have to retest the movie, and we are not going to select any of them. We're going to select 5 and 5. Equals. Please choose an operator, not and. I need to change that real quick. Please choose an operator. And there you go. That is how you create a simple calculator here in Flash. I'm just going to move these over. And just like that, we've just created a calculator. You can see it takes a little bit of code there to do. And maybe here as a closing, I'll just quickly go over the code that we've used. Let's go back up to the top. First things first, we set up our file and we created a bunch of event listeners. Okay, we're listening on button or on plus button, subtraction button, multiplication button, division button, and the equals button for a mouse click. And when any one of these buttons hears or feels a mouse click, it is going to go execute a function. And that function can be found down here. You can see function, we got plus click as our function. And inside of each of these plus click functions, inside of each of these functions for these buttons, all that's happening is these variables, this variable plus sim is being set to true, and we're making sure that all the rest of the variables are set to false, these Boolean variables, that is, that we set up, to all equal false by default. But inside of this function, we're double checking to make sure all of them but that selected buttons variable equals false. The selected button, which in this case is plus, is going to equal true. And that little bit of dynamic text is going to display a plus symbol between our two input text fields. All right, that's what all these functions are doing. Then here, we're adding our borders to our input text fields. That's the instance name of the input text field, dot border. That equals true. And then we're restricting those text fields to only accept characters from 0 to 9. So only integers. Once all that's done, we come down here and create two new variables, which are going to be strings, and these two variables gather whatever text is typed into num1 and num2, which are our two input text fields. We then process that stuff using one of these number variables, okay, for instance, plus result, and we say this number is equal to the integers that get parsed from input 1 plus the integers that get parsed from input 2. So as soon as this happens, plus res equals, let's say we did 5 plus 5, plus res equals 10. Then we are converting what that data type, which is a number, remember plus res is a number. We're converting that number to a string so it can be displayed by results underscore txt, which is that dynamic text field. Then we're just telling that display with text the string plus res. Same thing happens here for the subtraction, just we switch that to a minus, and the same thing for multiplication, except we've got the asterisk for multiplication, and then a forward slash for division. Then if none of those variables like subsim or multsim equal true, those button variables, if one of our buttons gets clicked, that button equals true. If none of them equal true, so if you haven't clicked any buttons, the dynamic text field displays this text, please choose an operator. And that's it. You have just created this basic Flash calculator using ActionScript 3.0. That's how you do it. And 55 plus 5 equals 60. So that's how you create a basic Flash calculator, and it's kind of fun to play around with. And hey, did it all with ActionScript 3.0. I thank you very much for watching this tutorial. If you haven't already, please go check out the website. That is www.tutvid.com.